The Sagrarias prayed, Thou and Mission Yod, Amare Zisto Mitasis Amito. Somebody who makes an edit to his what? That he would not have Tasis with her. He makes an edit that I know Tasis is also on him. Bishami Aymim Stesha Basu. Bishami said that if the netter was for 2 weeks or less, he is not forced to divorce her. But any longer than that, he is mechuy to divorce her. As we have a precedent for an Isha to be also her husband for 2 weeks, and the Oledet Mekeva, an Isha that gives birth to a female, is also her husband for 2 weeks, and therefore here also, since the netter was for 2 weeks or less, he is not mechuy to divorce her. Ubeitilo Aymim Shabbos Achas. Beitilo said that if the netter was for 1 week or less, then he would not have to divorce her, but any longer than that, he is mechuy to divorce her. As Beitilo does not want to learn out from Miletus Nekeva, since it's low shchiach, it's not frequent. He prefers to learn out from a nida. The nida is more frequent, and a nida min haTorah is also for 1 week to her husband, so therefore here also, if the netter is for 1 week, he is not mechuyev to divorce it. Hamapelet lo'or shmonim ba'achad. An isha that miscarries on the night of the 81st. And the din is, an isha that gives birth to Nekeva is also to her husband for 2 weeks. And for the subsequent 56 days, she is yoshevet al demei tara. Meaning to say, she is mutter to her husband, and even if she sees dam, she doesn't become tamei. And then on the 81st day, she would have to bring a korban. As an isha that gives birth to a child has to bring a korban, and so too, an isha that miscarries has to bring a korban. Now, if the isha becomes pregnant during the 66 days that she is yoshevet al demei tara, and she miscarries during those 66 days, she doesn't have to bring a separate korban for the miscarriage, as the korban that she brings for the birth would cover for the miscarriage also, since she miscarried before it was time to bring the korban for the birth. But if she only miscarried on the 81st day, after it was time to bring a korban for the birth, even if she miscarried before she had a chance to bring the korban, she has to bring a separate korban for the miscarriage. Now we're talking about here in a case where she miscarried on the night of the 81st day. Beishamei poitra min haKorban ubeitilo machayev. Beishamei holds, in such a case in which she miscarried on the night of the 81st, she is punted from bringing a separate korban for the miscarriage, and since it's not yet time to bring a korban for the birth, as you can only bring a korban during the day, she has to wait until the following day to bring a korban, that korban would cover for the miscarriage also, and Beisilo is machayev to bring a separate korban for the miscarriage, and even though it's not yet time to bring a korban for the birth, since on the night of the 81st day, she is no longer yoshevet al demei tara, if she sees dam on the night of the 81st, she would become tmeh, so therefore the miscarriage is considered something separate, and therefore she has to bring a separate korban for the miscarriage. Sadin betitzis, somebody who has a four-cornered beggar made out of pishta. Beishamei poitrin ubeitzilo machayev. Beishamei patches this beggar from titzis. As included in the titzis is tchelas. And tchelas is made out of tzemer. So therefore if you put titzis on the beggar of pishta, it will be shatnes. Now even though we have a klal asi aseh, the dachi lo saseh, the mitzvah aseh of titzis overrides the iso lo saseh of shatnes, even so, Beishamei does not allow you to put tittis on this beggar. As a mitzvah, tittis is only biyom, only during the day, not at night. And if you wear this beggar at night, you would be over on shatnes, since there is no mitzvah tittis during the night. And Beishamei is afraid that if we allow you to put tittis on this beggar, you might end up wearing it at night and be over on the iser of shatnes. So better, you shouldn't put tittis on the beggar at all, according to Beishamei. And Beisilo is mechai, Beisilo is not geyser yom or to laila. They're not afraid that you'll end up wearing the beggar at night. Kalkala HaShabbos. Somebody who has a basket of produce that he set aside for Shabbos. Beishamei poitrin ubeitilo machayev. The din is that produce that Maisa was not yet taken from it. You can still eat achilas arai, small amounts from the produce, without taking off Maisa, if you had not yet brought the produce into your house. But that's only true during the week. But on Shabbos, you cannot eat even achilas arai from produce unless you had taken Maisa from it before Shabbos. Now, if you have a basket of produce that you set aside for Shabbos, but it's not yet Shabbos, it's still Erev Shabbos, Beishamei poitrin. Beishamei holds that you do not have to take Maisa from it before you eat from the produce, Achilas Arai, and Beisilo is Machaya. Beisilo holds that since you set aside this basket for Shabbos, even though it's still Erev Shabbos, it has the same din as Shabbos, and you can't even eat Achilas Arai without taking Maisa from it. Mesechavidias Paradala Mishan Yidal, Misha Nadar Naziris Maruba. Somebody who makes an edit to be another for a length of time that's longer than 30 days. As Tam Nazirah Shloshin Yom, the minimal amount that a person who makes an edit to be another has to keep his Nazirah is for 30 days. So therefore, if he doesn't specify an amount of time, he must keep a Nazirah for 30 days. And if he specifies an amount of time that's more than 30 days, then he has to keep the Nazirah for the amount of time that he specified. The Hishlam Nizirazim. And the person who made the neder to be another kept his nazirus. We're talking about where the person was in chutz l'aretz. He made the neder in chutz l'aretz, and he kept his nazirus in chutz l'aretz. And after he completed his nazirus, he came to Eretz Yisrael to bring the korbanos that another has to bring after he completes his nazirus. Beishami Amrim Nazir Shloshiyom. Beishami says when the person comes into Eretz Yisrael, he must keep a new nazirus of 30 days. The reason for that is that the Chacham were geyser that chutz l'aretz is tamei. All chutz l'aretz is considered tamei min rabbanan, and another cannot become tamei. So therefore, min rabbanan, the person was not put to keep the nazirus in chutz l'aretz. He should have came to Eretz Yisrael to keep the nazirus, and he did not do that. He kept his nazirus in chutz l'aretz. Therefore, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, the rabbanan were geyser that he has to keep a new nazirus, but not the full amount of nazirus that he was neider. And since min haTorah, the nazirus that he kept in chutz l'aretz does count, so therefore the rabbanan did not require him to be a nazir for the whole length of time that he specified it, just for 30 days, according to Beis Shammai. Well, Beis Hillel Aymerim Nazir B'tchilah. Beis Hillel argues, they say, when the person comes to Eretz Yisrael, he must keep the full amount of the nazirus that he specified at the time he made the neder. Misha Hayu Shteki Te'edem Me'idos Oso. Somebody who had two different groups of Edom that were made about him. Elu Me'idem Shanadir Shtayim. One group of Edom were made that he made a neder to keep two separate nazirus. Ve'elu me'idim shenader chamesh. And the other group of Edom were made that he made a neder to keep five separate nazirus. And the other group of Edom says that at the same time that you claim that he made a neder to be another two times, we heard that he made a neder to be another five times. Be'shami oimrim nechlaka edus ve'ein kan nazirus. Be'shami says, since the Edom are contradicting each other, the Edom are split, and therefore he doesn't have to keep any nazirus at all. As we're talking about where the person himself denies that he made a neder at all. So therefore, since the Edom are contradicting each other, the two sets of Edom cancel each other out and doesn't have to keep any nazirus at all. They still argue, they say, since two is nechlal in five, and Edom that were made, that he made a neder to keep five separate nazirus, also agree with the one that says two, they just add on another three. So therefore, they are both in agreement that he has to keep at least two separate Nazirs, so therefore he has to keep two separate Nazirs, and the other three he does not have to keep according to me.